pinkish. And today we have the theme joy. Joy. What makes you feel joyful these days? What are the things you have been hoping, you have been waiting for? What are they? And where do you find joy, especially in this season of Advent? We need it. So during Advent, we have been talking about the people seeking the birth of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. We were kind of looking back. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about King Herod, an insecure and fearful king. Can I have the screen? Okay. Yes. And we have wonderful potential to do great things, and at the same time, terrifying potential to do terrible things like Herod. All of us, we have a little bit of Herod in us. And last week we talked about the wise man who made 1,000-mile journey to find a newborn king. Finally, they found the baby, the Christ child, and gave him homage. And we can be the wise man who bring the good news to the people around us. And today, when we talk about Mary and Joseph taking the Christ child to the temple in Jerusalem. Okay?
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know, it's fine. We still love you all the time. So Mary and Joseph, they offer the sacrifice for purification for Mary. And we know exactly when that happened, because the scripture tells us when the sacrifice was offered. And the Gospel of Luke begins its story saying, when the time of purification was completed. In Leviticus chapter 12, we read that she was ritually, at the time, not this time, she was ritually considered unclean after a woman gave birth. So she had to wait for 40 days, and she was supposed to go to the tabernacle, the temple, and offer the sacrifice to become ritually clean. And now we know that happened on the 40 days after Jesus was born. And it is the story we have today. Jesus is now under 6 weeks old. And Leviticus, it tells us that when a woman was supposed to take ritual purification, she presented an offering to the priest and God. And the offering was supposed to be one lamb and one bird, turtle dove or pigeon. If the family was, the woman was poor, she could offer two birds instead of a lamb. And Luke tells us Mary and Joseph, they brought two small birds to present to God. Then what does that tell us about Mary and Joseph? It tells us they were poor and they came to the temple for purification. So two things. They keep their law, so they were devout. So they went to the temple court for the, purification, and the temple court was next to the main temple. And there were so many people in that place, probably hundreds or thousands of people. It was like the center of maybe downtown Chicago. I believe there were probably more than a couple of parents who brought their children born just 6 weeks, after 6 weeks. Maybe a dozen or more. That place should have been so much crowded. As they were walking among the crowd with a little box with a bird, there was an elderly man who approached them, Simeon, and he stopped them, looked at the child, and began to proclaim that this is the Messiah of God. Can you picture that? Shortly after that, they searched for the priest, and an elderly woman came, Anna, and she also looked at the child and proclaimed that this child was the Messiah of God. And these events amazed and astounded Mary and Joseph. So we have Simeon and Anna. So let's question it. What do they teach us about God's will in our lives? What do they teach us about who we are? So Simeon, he was an elderly man. Some researches written in the second century tell us that he was 120 years old. Some other document, it says he was 85 years old. So we don't know exactly how old he was. So let's say he was 85 years old. And at this stage, 2,000 years ago, at this stage in his age, he has witnessed a lot of important happenings in Israel history. And Luke tells us that he was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And this was the man who was waiting for the Messiah of God. And in the days of Jesus, Jewish people, they have been longing for the Messiah for 100 years, hoping that the Messiah would free them from the Roman Empire and save them from King Herod. So Simeon, he was waiting for the Messiah. He lived through so many happenings. And he was alive when the Romans took control over the kingdom of Israel, I mean Judea, in 63 before Christ. And I told you Jesus was born in 6 before Christ. It was kind of miscalculation. So in 63 before Christ, 57 years earlier than Jesus was born, Simeon, he was already an adult. And he saw Roman soldiers invaded the land of Judah, ruled with a sword, and took taxes for the empire. He has witnessed so many things. When the King Herod was anointed by the emperor and took his throne over Judah in 37 before Christ. And he has witnessed all those invasions and wars and witnessed King Herod brutally ruled Jewish people. This whole time, Simeon, he kept praying, God, deliver us. God, help us. God, save us from them and give us once more the Messiah. So day after day after day, he kept praying for that and longing for the Messiah, God's deliverance, for 57 years. Can you imagine that? We know his prayer was not answered for 57 years. What I want to focus on here is Simeon. He prayed every single day, and he did not see the prayer answered until almost the end of his life. Yet, he trusted in God. He trusted in God. And we call that faith. Faith is that we know God will do something. We may not live to see it happen, but we still have faith and trust in God no matter what. It is a common, so sometimes you find yourself or myself or people around us, we quickly forget and get frustrated just a while after praying. We have something we are praying for, and maybe we pray for a week, and when it doesn't happen, we get disappointed. Maybe we pray for a month and we get disappointed. But Simeon, He prayed for 57 years, saying, I know I may not live to see this happen, but Lord, I know you promised you'd do this, and I still trust in you. And we find the definition of faith in the Epistle to Hebrews, chapter 11. It says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. So faith is what sustains us when we walk through the dark valleys, when we live with oppression, depression, despair, or some other difficulties. And somehow, God is going to do something and deliver us. That is faith. And Martin Luther King Jr., he gave the mountaintop sermon, and it was the very last sermon he gave. He preached this, and the next day he was assassinated. He said in his sermon, I have been to the mountaintop. I have seen the other side. I have seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I know you will get there. I have seen. Doesn't it sound like Moses' last speech? Yes, he didn't live to get there, but he knew it would happen. And we call that faith. For some of us, or someone around you, right now, faith, it is all that sustains us. It is like I'm having a difficult moment in my life. I don't know what to do with that. But I know somehow God will answer my prayer, and God is the one who sustains me, and God is the one walking with me at this moment. That is the faith that sustained us. And that is what Simeon had for 57 years. And in some way, God whispered to him, Simeon, don't worry. Don't worry. I will take care of it. And you will see. You will live to see the salvation is coming. He didn't know what that meant. He just knew God has promised, and someday he would actually see that it would happen. But now he was near death, 85 years old, 2,000 years ago, 85 years old. And when Mary and Joseph walked into the temple court with a baby in their arms, he just happened to be there. He was there. Have you wondered how? How did he happen to be there on that day? That's kind of interesting how that works, right? How did he happen to be there? Maybe in the morning he could have said, okay, God, I'm 85 years old. I just want some rest. I have my back hurt. Maybe instead of going to the temple this morning, I have done that so many days. I went there yesterday. So maybe I'm going to take some rest. But he didn't do that. He showed up at the temple court with the faith that God would show the Christ child, because he knew the child would come for the mother's purification. And somehow he notified this young couple among all the couples and the people, Mary and Joseph. They brought that Christ child. I don't think he anticipated that he would see the Christ child that day. But he knew immediately the child was the one he had been waiting for. And how did that happen? We don't find any angel here, but Luke tells us here, guided by the Spirit. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came to the temple. And that's really interesting. It tells us Simeon was the man who listened to the Holy Spirit. And we Christians believe that God dwells in us and the Spirit still speaks to us. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us every day. If we listen and pay attention, and we will find it. And the problem is we are usually so busy. We have so many noise in our lives, so many stuff in our hands, so we can't hear. But I believe we hear when we pay attention. We have some feeling like that almost every day, nudging of the Holy Spirit. And I believe it tells me at the moment what to do and reminds us that what we are called to do. But I wonder, how many times every day, how many times am I missing? Because I'm too busy. Because I'm not paying attention. Simeon, he was guided by the Spirit. So instead of saying, Lord, you know my knee hurts, my feet hurt, my back hurts, maybe I will go tomorrow. Can you imagine that? The man who prayed for 57 years to see the Messiah decided to take maybe 5 minutes more sleep on his bed. Can you imagine that? Actually, that happens in my home. In the morning, I talk to my wife, please, honey, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And then sometimes it becomes 1 hour. Right? What if that happened to Simeon on that day? So it is one of the most important lessons we may have from the scripture. God is speaking to all of us. The Holy Spirit speaks to you. But the question is, are we willing to listen to God? Are we paying attention to the nudging of the Holy Spirit? Do we slow down and pay attention every day? So here is what I know. Every single day, there are probably some moments in our lives, every day, God is nudging to you and me and whispering to you and me. If we pay attention to the nudging of the Holy Spirit, we will find ourselves right in the middle of something God is doing. And we will find somebody we need to pay attention, we need to listen to. And we will find somebody God is speaking through in our lives. If we listen, we will end up in the right place and right time God wants to bring us in. That is what happened to Simeon. And that's the lesson we need to look at in this season of Advent. God wants us to listen. God wants us to find hope. And God wants us to have faith in God. As today's scripture tells us, Jesus Christ is our salvation. And he is the light to all of us. And what are the things are we hoping for? Are we waiting for? And God wants us to listen. Amen.